You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Here on the sofa, a room with a view for this week's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. And let's get started with a question about C.J. Anderson and what comes next. Of course, the Broncos released him this week. From Stephen Phelps, one thing that will be dearly missed with the release of C.J. Anderson is his pass protection. Beyond improving the offensive line, how do you see the team filling that loss? And is there a good running back that excels at pass pro that could help the Broncos? Well, you hit the nail on the head. The draft, that's going to be a key part of that. Now, they do view Devontae Booker as a starter. Remember, if not for an injury, Devontae Booker was going to go into training camp as basically a 1A back with C.J. Anderson last year. But running back is something the Broncos will certainly address in the draft. I'm sure they'll probably add at least one or two undrafted running backs as well. And when you're talking about pass protection, in the day two crop of backs, and I think that's the sweet spot for running backs this year, you look at Ronald Jones out of USC and Kerryon Johnson out of Auburn as the two best pass protection backs. You go into day three, more situational backs. A running back to watch is CU's own Philip Lindsay. Of course, he's undersized, more of a third down type back, but very strong and very willing in pass protection. Watched him down at the Shrine game, and even with his relatively small size, willing to get involved in pass protection and willing to go between the tackles as a runner as well. Those are guys I would look at in terms of pass protection to try to replace C.J. Anderson. This one from Mark Beatty, and we're on to the draft again at quarterback. Do you think if the Broncos move down the draft, they could be looking at Mason Rudolph as a quarterback? Well, I think if they move down and look at Mason Rudolph, it's only if he drops into the second round. As John Elway indicated on his at his Thursday press conference, they have four first-round grades on quarterbacks, and you know, putting two and two together, reading the tea leaves, and seeing how much work they put into the top four quarterbacks, you assume that Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield, and Sam Darnold are the guys they have first-round grades on. So from that perspective, I don't see the Broncos looking at Mason Rudolph if they move down in the first round. If Rudolph is there in the second round, perhaps he could be on the radar, but I think you're also talking about guys like Kyle Aletta from Richmond, Mike White from Western Kentucky, and then maybe on into day three, a guy like Luke Falk out of Washington State, who the Broncos coached at the Senior Bowl. Those are quarterbacks I think the Broncos will be looking at. I think Mason Rudolph goes in round one at some point, so in all likelihood, don't think he ends up on the Broncos. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, we'll do the mailbag right in the thick of the draft. Go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter at Mace Denver, and listen to me, Steve Atwater, and Ryan Edwards, Monday through Friday, 10 to 1 on 1st and 10 on Orange and Blue 760.